Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The U.S. is taking another swing at Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. This time, the target is Russian airlines. Here's President Biden at last night's State of the Union address.
I'm announcing that we will join our allies in closing off American airspace to all Russian flights, further isolating Russia and adding additional squeeze on their economy.
This move puts the U.S. in alignment with the policies of Canada and the European Union. So let's look at the impact with Here and Now's transportation analyst, Seth Kaplan. Seth, welcome back.
Good to be here, Peter.
The order targets not just passenger flights, but cargo and charter flights as well, and it goes into effect tonight. Is it a big deal or is it symbolic?
It's more symbolic, certainly, than Europe's move to do the same thing. Some things, Peter, in the airline industry are very complex, but there are some simple truths. And one of those simple truths is simply that the things that are closest to you tend to matter most. And if you're Russia, just look at a globe. Europe is right there. A lot of typical flight patterns for Russian airlines traverse Europe. Far fewer are impacted by United States airspace. So an important move, but less practical impact than the one that Europe made.
The Biden administration had been deciding whether or not to do this for days. And as with all of these sanctions, the calculation really has been, how does this affect everyday people? What's your answer to that in this case?
Well, in direct terms, minimally in the U.S., again, just because of the geography there, United Airlines suspended a couple of nonstop routes to India. Typically, those do go through Russian airspace, which they're choosing to not fly through. Russia hasn't banned the U.S. American Airlines is still flying to India from JFK, New York JFK, I should say. They have one route. Took a look at FlightAware, and they avoided Russia yesterday. So you can do it. Takes a little longer, burn some more fuel, with fuel being as expensive as it is right now. But that kind of gets into the next part. All kinds of other impacts, starting with that price of fuel, Peter, taking money essentially out of the pockets of Americans and making it more expensive for airlines to fuel their planes. So you can bet the cost of travel, if this goes on, could go up, even for routes that don't go anywhere near Russia, even for domestic U.S. routes.
Do you see a way that Russia could meaningfully retaliate to the United States and Europe for this?
Well, it could ban airlines from going through its airspace. And overall, the impact of that would be huge. Now, doing that would be very much a double-edged sword, Peter, because an important source of revenue, government revenue for Russia, are what are called the overflight fees that it charges airlines to fly over its airspace. It's such a big country that a lot of key routes around the world, albeit not as many from the U.S., go over Russian airspace. And we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars a year that it would be giving up at a time when, because of all the sanctions, it's going to be suffering in other ways anyway. But it could do that, and that would cause a lot of harm, less to U.S. airlines, but more to airlines around the world. An airline like Finnair, in terms of airlines in democracies nearby, already warned investors that its previous profit guidance, forget that. It's so close to Russia.
Yeah. And you know, Seth, it had already been such a difficult year for the airline industry in general. Add this to the mix, higher oil prices because of the conflict in Ukraine. Yeah. We'll see where all this goes. Here Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, thank you as always for taking the time to speak with us. Appreciate it.
You got it, Peter.